Please, please, please win that trip to see Sabrina Carpenter. Like I was saying, all you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. Like, we're commercial free right now. You and three of your friends get to go to LA and see Sabrina Carpenter. Just download Odyssey app and listen on Y98. So we have to address something. Hannah, you get a break because it's your birthday. Because I feel like Hannah's gotten a lot of listener complaints.
Oh, a lot of slack.
Yeah. But you get a break. There's actually been a lot of drama centered around AB and some of the people who listen to the Brett Maga show. And that is, people have an issue with you not being a dog person.
Yeah.
People have a big issue with that.
AB, for whatever reason, is just not an animal person. Mm-hmm. I would first off say that, like, she doesn't, like, hate dogs.
Yeah.
She's just not a dog person.
It's just not... I have a family dog, but I would never personally get my own dog that I have to take care of.
She doesn't even call the family dog her dog. She always refers to Carly Rae Jepsen as like her dad's dog or the family dog.
Yes.
Her dad would like to just claim, like, it's not really a family dog anymore, but but yeah, that's how she refers to it. And then a lot of times she'd be like, man, I just don't get the dog. We don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. And she has talked, said some stuff about Carly Rae Jepsen. Like, what are some of the things you've said? She smells, looks funny.
I mean, well, she's a black dog and has a white beard. So that's one thing that's
what's wrong
off
with her beard?
About her.
She thinks she looks weird.
She smells all the time. She eats her own poop. Every single time I pet her, I have to immediately go wash my hands.
Okay. She can't defend herself.
Yes.
So we've actually found someone who communicates with dogs to communicate with Carly Rae Jepsen to find out what Carly Rae Jepsen actually thinks of you.
This is a real thing.
Yes.
She's going to get the opportunity to spill tea on you.
So we have somebody. This is what she
Literally
does.
Literally who?
There's a lady who does this. She actually does this for a living. She can communicate with your dog and connect with them. And, you know, this is part of Second Chance Ranch here in St. Louis. And you can communicate with your dog. And then...
am I going to have to bring her into the studio?
We'll work out the details on how that is. But yeah, I think you'll have to bring her into the studio.
Oh my gosh.
And she will talk to Carly Rae Jepsen so you can get to know. And then so Carly Rae can go, oh, I have this about AB.
Yeah.
Like AB smells all the time.
Oh no.
And AB is always eating her own poop. We're going to find out what Carly Rae. Or maybe Carly Rae like loves you. And like,
I'll feel horrible. Yeah.
And you'll feel horrible. But we want, because you're constantly making these comments. Oh, I'm not a dog person. Oh, I don't like Carly Rae. Well, what does Carly Rae think of you? So she's going to come into the studio on Friday. So we need to arrange Carly Rae Jepsen being up here on Friday.
Okay.
And she will communicate with Carly Rae live on the air.
I really feel like she's going to tell me that she doesn't like me either.
I can't wait.
I feel like it's mutual.
You know what? We're going to clear the air. We're giving Carly your mic.
Oh.
Yeah, Carly's going to get a
phone. She does not deserve that.
She's going to be like, because AB has a thing that says her, like it's her name on the microphone. Mm-hmm. Carly Rae is going to be like, hey, why does this say her name? Move over. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. So this is going to go down on Friday. We'll find out what AB's family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, thinks of AB. We're finally going to find the biggest beef. This is bigger than Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Seriously,
the biggest beef is AB versus Carly Rae.
Are you nervous, AB?
I'm really nervous.
Yeah, we're finally going to figure out what Carly Rae Jepsen...
The studio is going to smell.
Because of you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Hearing new Diddy headlines can be so overwhelming, so I'm just going to summarize them for you in just 3 minutes.